GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky getting off to a tense start. Vice President J.D. Vance and members of Trump's cabinet also in the room. President Trump blaming Zelensky for being disrespectful.
Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful.
Zelensky trying to thank the U.S., but also working to get security guarantees for any peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
President Trump telling Zelensky he does not hold the cards. The meeting ending early. President Trump issuing a statement saying he believes Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Nina man was sentenced to 4 years in prison Thursday for stabbing his brother 18 times. 27-year-old Darnell McCauley was convicted of aggravated battery and recklessly endangering safety for the incident in Nina in December of 2023. The victim was treated for wounds to his arm, neck, head, shoulder, and back, and he was treated for a punctured lung. He survived that attack. The judge also ordered 6 years of extended supervision for McCauley after he serves his sentence. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. And as the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, You can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Friday, TGIF, February 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies, downtown Madison here at the World Headquarters. Not so great day to be an American, quite frankly. Ongoing special coverage of our show here coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will lighten things up a bit. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in with a week in review. We spent the first half hour of this program at noon till 12:30 bringing you the direct uncut cuts. The audio coverage, of an unprecedented newser gaggle, they call it, where the President of the United States is in the Oval Office, Vice President Vance was on the couch, and in the other chair beside the fireplace was the President of Ukraine, Zelensky. We had a piece we were going to read for you, by the way, on this deal, that's why Zelensky came to the United States to sign a deal on minerals today. Ukraine has a lot of great wealth in graphite, titanium, lithium, uranium, essential stuff for all sorts of electronics and tech products. And Trump had said, look, I'll sign this. He basically bullied Zelensky into saying, look, give us a bunch of your mineral rights and cash, or what tantamount to cash. And, you know, we'll allow companies to go over there and do this, private U.S. companies. And since there's Americans there, well, yeah, we're not going to let our Americans get blown up. So, you know, there'll be some military coverage if you do this. What it really is, what it comes down to for Trump, as always, about the Benjamins, democracy and freedom are really non-essential to Donald Trump. But Ukraine would pay dearly. And still would not have been secure from Putin's takeover. But that deal was squashed about an hour ago when they had this gaggle, this press event in the Oval Office, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, a sworn ally of the U.S. And Trump defended Vladimir Putin to Zelensky's face. Admonished him, saying, quote, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, unquote. Said that Zelensky didn't have the cards to demand anything. After about a 20-minute event, they went behind. And by the way, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine put their heads in their hand during this. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State looking straight ahead like he just had shock treatment. Republican members of Congress saying that Trump missed on all accounts. They went into it, talk about this privately, and shortly, about 15 minutes later, it was called off. Zelensky has left the White House, and they did not sign the mineral deal in the Oval Office or anywhere else. And here now, one word. Sometimes words can say a lot. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes it just takes a word. This may be the most telling part of this entire event today, unprecedented event. An advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin reacted to the video of the heated Oval Office exchange between Ukrainian President Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump with one word, quote, historic, unquote. Kirill Dmytsev, a special envoy to Putin, put that on X moments ago. He is the CEO of the Russian Direct Investment Fund and attended the recent discussions between the U.S. and Russia about Saudi Arabia or about Ukraine in Saudi Arabia. The Russians don't fear anything anymore. Calling it historic, what just happened. Historic in the sense we have never seen a president of the United States admonish an ally of the U.S. to their face in the Oval Office while at the same time defending a sworn enemy and a dictator like Vladimir Putin. Remember, Putin is a former KGB. And if Matt Flynn were here, I'm sure he knows the history. He could tell me exactly who it was. If Joe is still listening, she could call in. I'm sure she knows. I can't remember whether it was Khrushchev or who. One of the former Soviet leaders of the old Soviet Union, now Russia. Once said, maybe it was Stalin, said, eventually we will defeat the United States of America and we'll never fire a shot. They took a huge step towards that today in the Oval Office. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I want to read just a couple of the texts here that are coming in on the text line. I'm going to pull up my phone because my eyes are a little bit better. I got to get new glasses, Zomers. Brian, listening in Milwaukee, says, I'm sorry if you thought the reality show The Apprentice was good. Just wait for the new installment called The Dictator. This is like a nightmare of a reality show. And we, the American people, are all players in this twisted game. That's Brian from Milwaukee. Brian also saying this is a sad day for America. I feel like I want to vomit. I think that describes a lot of us. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, says it's called extortion. Steve, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, if you want to know, this was all by design by Trump and Putin. No sign of a deal will give less help, if any, from us in protection and protect Putin's free reign. He'll take it all. That's a great point, Steve. You have to wonder whether Trump ever intended to sign this deal at all or whether this was all. I mean, Trump said in this press event, he said, this is going to be great for TV. You have to wonder if Trump had any intent to sign this at all, or if it was just simply to get Zelensky to go around the world and then humiliate him on international television on Putin's behalf. Other texters coming in fast and furious right now, just trying to get to a few of them. Steve in WMDX says, we should all be praying for Zelensky's safe return. I agree. What else do we have here? Just checking the list here. Jack in Racine, listening on WAUK, says the president met with two mafia thugs. Or Zelensky met with two mafia thugs. Our country is now aligned with a murderous dictator over a democracy fighting for its life. Long live Ukraine. Matt in Middleton. Trump has known Russian oligarchs for decades as they bailed him out in the late 80s. One more here. Listener in Maguanago. Trump is evil. He will take us into war and blame Zelensky and probably Biden. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One more texter, a brand new texter. We appreciate you. Says, contact Congressman Van Orden's office. Tell him to start House proceedings against Trump and Vance and to evoke the 25th Amendment to be a real patriot. Look, I hope that would be great. I just don't have any confidence right now that the Republican Party is going to do anything to stop this. Let's go to the phone line to Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, thanks for having us on today, Todd. I was in the car listening to it, and I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. My wife was with me, and she couldn't believe it. An American president pretty much sided with Russia on everything. And we both were talking about it, and we think Zelensky was set up.
Yep.
And this was made for Putin. And I hope he does make it back because he's a moving target now.
Mm-hmm.
I never in my life, I grew up as believing Russia was a threat. And that's what our defense has always been against with nukes and stuff. Also, I want to get your take on this thing. Well, this guy, no Republican's going to go against Trump. They're scared to death of him. They've already proved with the liquidation of the federal government, they're scared to death of them, and they won't lift a finger. But if you're living in Germany or anywhere in NATO, are you ready to arm yourself? I mean, I'll just leave it with that. Yeah. You got to be thinking, holy Christ.
Yeah.
Canada.
Thank you, Whisper Paul. Want to go to our friend, ongoing contributor. We appreciate him listening and calling in. He was on the program to start the week. Did not anticipate him calling in at the end of the week, but I'm so glad he did. He is a former chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and an author, our friend Matt Flynn. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. What have you got for us, my friend?
Yeah, Todd, great to hear your voice. The reason I'm calling in is this. I have been getting calls and texts from Democrats around the state. And I just have got to comment. You've seen that exchange between Zelensky and then Trump and Vance.
We played it we spent the first half hour. We played the majority of it in real time without interruption or commentary so that people could listen to themselves. We've been talking about it ever since. But go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, great. So I just want to say from my perspective, from the perspective of a lot of people calling me, remember one thing. Donald Trump does not get to speak for a change of American policy and screwing our allies after 250 years just by his say-so. He said these things. It's very important that everybody listening to your show know that we have our own foreign policy. It's an American foreign policy. We stand for freedom and democracy, and we stand by our allies. What he did was shameful. Donald Trump has been compromised. He's frightened of Vladimir Putin, and because of his own personal sexual indiscretions and the Steele report, whatever else is on him, that does not permit him to snap his fingers and turn and stab an ally in the back. I just wanted you to hear that from me, and I'm channeling a number of texts and calls I've been getting. It's the most disturbing damn thing I think I've seen in public life in a long time, Todd. I'm very glad that you're on it. I'm very glad that you played it. But everybody listening, call the Ukrainian embassy. Call all of our allies' embassies. Call their consulates in Chicago and tell them, we stand with you. We stand with democracy. Donald Trump is a traitor.
Matt, can you stay with us for the break? I just want a couple more minutes with you if we can, if you have time, my friend.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Matt Flynn's going to stand by. Always great to hear from him. We have your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a special edition covering an unprecedented report.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're headed to vote in New Hampshire's traditional March town meetings and need to register, bring proof of citizenship documents with you or you won't be able to vote. 20 other states have similar legislation pending. New Hampshire's HB 1569 eliminated sworn citizenship affidavits, subject to fines or imprisonment for lying, as evidence of citizenship. It now accepts only a birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. There is no evidence of any widespread non-citizen voting in the state, and the law was immediately challenged in federal district court as unconstitutional and an unreasonable burden. President Donald Trump's recent unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting generated a rush to tighten proof of citizenship legislation around the country. Voting Rights Lab is tracking 35 proof of citizenship bills in 20 states, many based on model legislation pushed by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell and her Only Citizens Vote coalition. Just this month, proof of citizenship bills were advanced in Wyoming and Missouri. 18 other states are considering bills adding proof of citizenship requirements, and the pending SAVE Act in Congress would require it for federal elections. A 2024 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to their citizenship documents. We have links to the Voting Rights Lab tracker and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special edition on this Friday, February 28th, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Our friend, ongoing contributor, he is a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, an author, and a U.S. Naval veteran, Matt Flynn, is on this program. We started the week with Matt. We had no intention, did not guess that we would be having Matt back on, but so thankful that he is in this unprecedented moment. Matt, you're always fond of saying history being made every moment of every day. There is no bigger front line to history than what happened in the Oval Office today, where the sitting president of the United States and vice president of the United States dressed down, and that's putting it mildly, I would say verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, a sworn U.S. ally in the Oval Office. And I'm quoting Trump today, looking at Zelensky, saying, quote, "Putin went through a hell of a lot with me," unquote, defended the dictator Vladimir Putin to Zelensky's face. Zelensky ended up there, went back into a back room to they were going to sign this mineral rights deal. And now there is reporting that it fell apart, as would be expected, and Zelensky left the White House without signing the deal. A couple of speed round questions for you, my friend Matt Flynn. Number one, do you think that Zelensky was set up? Do you think that Putin never intended to sign this in the first place, but just wanted the circus?
Right. What I love is the slip of the tongue. Putin never intended. You're right. Trump is Putin. I think that is correct. Yes. I want to say a couple of Freudian slip, Matt.
Go ahead.
You talk about a setup. Here, they bring this guy in, and frankly, Zelensky looks stronger than Trump did. He really did.
He did.
But he's saying, no, yeah, you know, I'm grateful, blah, blah, blah. Then they were only supposed to go back to sign a document that had already been drafted, already approved. It was a ministerial act. You just sign it in private and go out and say, we signed it. The minute they got off camera, remember Trump said, this is great television. He did it for television. They go back in and Trump says, get the hell out of here,
right,
and walks away. And then, you know, and then you can't stay in the White House if the president doesn't want you there. So Zelensky is thrown out. Yes, it was a setup. And one of the things that was most disgusting was what a sycophant Vance is. I mean, he just sat there lying and attacking him as a 1-2. First of all, why was Vance there? That is, you know, you have president to president. You don't have somebody sitting around attacking you. But it was a setup. They went back to sign a ministerial act, a document already drafted. They said, get the hell out of here, and walked away.
Am I overstating this, Matt? You know history so well. It feels like to me, as someone who's been watching these things since the last year of Nixon, it feels to me this is a consequential, a monumental, a historical moment today in the White House. Put Trump aside. look at the office of the President of the United States and our country, this sends a chilling signal, in my opinion, to all of the U.S. allies around the country, and this could be a global moment of change, and not for the good, I might add.
You hit the nail on the head. Can you imagine George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt doing anything like this in public?
No.
This guy is a shyster. And so if you are in the UK right now, if you're in Germany, if you're in France, Italy, Spain, all of the nations that really, these are our ancestors for a lot of us in this country. They're looking at this and then they go, well, what is Trump going to do if Putin goes into Moldova? He's already in Moldova. He has the Transvestry, it's called, it's a slice of land. He's already in Georgia. What if he goes into Estonia and says, I'm going to liberate the Eastern Third, which is Russian speaking. They're a member of NATO. This guy, Trump, is servile to Putin. He's afraid of Putin. We have a Manchurian candidate in the White House, and he has been compromised. The Steele Report, not just that, they've been funded for something like 20, 30 years, more than 30 years, because banks won't give him money. This has never been done before in American history, and if something isn't done right now, we can't wait around four more years for the next president.
I think we're approaching a critical point in American history. I no longer believe that it's a guarantee there will be midterm elections. I think that too much has already happened. And the only thing left, in my opinion, Matt, with hope, is that so far, by and large, the courts have held. If those fall, Matt, I don't know that we can maintain democracy in America.
Right. And remember something, even in this last election, people with a Russian address were making bomb threats to black precincts, to Navajo precincts, all the Democratic precincts. There will be interference with the midterms. You're absolutely right. We have a free press still, and we have free judiciary by and large. They will hold. However, the more Trump gets to appoint them. Yeah, right. Exactly. So this is a message to everybody out there. You're Americans. Your vote is being overridden. This guy is simply trying to change the entire country. Don't stand for it. I don't care if you're Republican or not, or a Democrat or independent. Don't stand for it. Get out and speak out. Call our allies in their embassies and tell them we stand with them. Tell them that Trump has betrayed the United States. And this has got to be, you can't just sit back, because if you turn around, very, very hard to restore democracy.
It certainly is, Matt. Always appreciate your perspective. You're welcome here anytime, my friend. Thanks for taking a part of your Friday to call in. We value you, and we thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Todd. Great show as always. Thank
you. A pleasure. Let's go quickly to Dale at Oshkosh, WISS. Dale, you've been waiting for a long time. If you could get to do it quickly, go ahead, sir.
Okay, Todd, two quick things. One is Khrushchev said he would bury us alive while he was banging his shoe on the desk. And the other thing is he said we would do it within. I am embarrassed to be an American today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. Do we have time to get to Dick really quickly? Dick, WMDX, if you can do it in 30 seconds. Dick, go ahead.
I'd have to just say that this country made the biggest mistake in its history on the 5th of November of last year, and I've never seen anything so pathetic in my life. Can you imagine if FDR would have tried to extort Churchill during Lend-Lease like this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. You're not servile enough to us, and you're not thanking us enough. Can you imagine that?
Right.
And by the way, I don't like your cigars or something.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you very much, Dick. I appreciate it. It is not a great day for America, not a great day for foreign policy, but as Matt Flynn said, call the Ali as well as others. Here's the number again if you want to call the U.S. Embassy, Ukrainian Embassy in Washington, D.C., 202-349-2963. 202-349-2963. Zomros will have it in our show notes. Let them know that America still stands with Ukraine and against the dictator that is Vladimir Putin. Fly the U.S. flag, fly the Ukrainian flag, Slava Ukraine. Back with more after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
WGBW has an e-newsletter that comes out twice a week, and it is filled with stories you care about from the greater Green Bay area. Subscribe today at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Layoffs are underway at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Weather Service. Hundreds of employees have been let go by the Trump administration, with more layoffs expected throughout today. Some of the workers fired include computer engineers, meteorologists, and researchers, including those at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, Hurricane Research Division, Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and a division that develops weather models for the United States. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin is joining another legal coalition of states, this time filing an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court over Affordable Care Act protections. According to a press release, the coalition is asking the court to protect access to critical preventive care that millions of Americans receive through the ACA. A lower court previously found that the structure of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is unconstitutional, which could impact access to no-cost preventative care for low-income Americans. If you are planning on taking the ATV, UTV, or other motorized vehicle to the Marinette County trails, you might want to make other plans. County officials closed the recreational trail system to all motorized vehicles effective today. The closure is to protect the trail bed from damage caused during the spring thaw and breakup. The trails will reopen once conditions can support traffic without damage to the trail. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Monday, starting at 6, we get the week's forecast from Brittany Merlot, and longtime legendary sportscaster Mark Daniels joins us to talk some hoops.
Plus, we're talking Fox City's Restaurant Week, and we welcome Captain's Walk Winery to Mine on the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Join us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And yes, trying to have some fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer's on the board on this TGIF edition, 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on February 28th. It's been a day, and I'm sure that our Civic Media programs will continue to follow this breaking news of the day, unprecedented event in the Oval Office between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. President Zelensky of Ukraine has now left the White House, no deal on the mineral rights being signed. And these ramifications will most likely be felt around the world for some time to come. Civic Media will continue to cover it. We will pick it up on Monday, assuming we still have a country. I only say that half jokingly, by the way. Big shout out to Kathy up in Shell Lake, Wisconsin, a first time listener to the show today, saying she could not believe the exchange she heard earlier between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. She says of Trump and Vance, quote, disgusting. I would agree, Kathy. Big shout out to Shell Lake. My oldest godson, Alex, his partner, girlfriend, Keegan, is from Shell Lake. So a beautiful part of the world. We go now, as we do every other Friday, to lighten things up a bit. We go out to beautiful Brooklyn. Not Brooklyn, Wisconsin, of which there is one. We go to the Brooklyn, New York, in New York City. The one, the only, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Peter Rapine. Peter, welcome back to the show. We understand you were feeling a little under the weather last week. The big thing that listeners want to know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a million times better.
Are you? All right.
I went to Mexico, and as many people that go to Mexico experience, I was a little under the weather.
Were there antibiotics required to make you feel better?
No. Oh, okay. No, just an insane amount of tea and vitamin C and, yeah, other medicines.
All right.
But I'm good. I'm back to 100%.
You look fantastic, as you most of the time do. You know, you look great. You have a trophy behind you. Did you win something recently? Were you in a competition? A writing competition?
No, this is not my trophy. Actually a bowling trophy that I think we found at
a bowling trophy. Bowling's big in Wisconsin. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Bowling stolen valor. I'm
pulling off. Bowling stolen valor. Well, very good, Peter. We're glad you got some tea. Glad you're feeling better. CP filled in last week, and he did a great job. But you know, people say we like Peter on these things because you bring a unique perspective, and we love having you as well. As a reminder now, Peter and all the great folks at ePalmsWorld.com, where you can find these, this is not fiction. This is not made up. These are real stories of real wacky humans doing actual wacky things.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not that funny.
Not that funny. All right. First headline, Peter, from E-Palms World.
All right. So first headline, DoorDash driver gets caught shooting his shot with customer's wife.
What? DoorDash driver gets caught shooting his shot with a customer's wife. Please explain. You have my attention.
If you're listening and you don't know what the phrase shooting your shot means, it is the phrase that, you know, kids use to talk about asking someone out. You see, you know, someone you like, you want to ask them on a date, you got to shoot your shot. And
right.
So the phrase shooters shoot is ubiquitous among young people.
Really? I've learned something already today. Shooters shoot, meaning that, you know, if you want a date, you got to take your shot.
Well, yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Thank you, Wayne Gretzky.
Exactly. And the driver in the video is very polite about it. It's captured on the homeowner's Ring camera. Ooh. And I believe Mr. Zomers has some audio for us.
All right, here we go. The DoorDash driver.
Hi, Ben.
How's it going?
I'm sorry, I just dropped off an order for a girl. I was just wondering, I had a question while I was driving away, if she was single or not.
For?
I think her name started with E.
Esther?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, man. Really, I'm sorry. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was fantastic. Now, I have so many questions. Number one, God bless the guy for having the onions to go back there in the first place, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe it's a little creepy. I don't think women want to get hit on by their Uber or like DoorDash drivers. So like, if you're a DoorDash driver and you deliver a meal to a pretty girl, just go home. Don't drive back. You're not invited to do this. I think the homeowner was really nice because
yes.
he could have been like, dude, get off my property.
That's my freaking wife.
Yeah. And in the audio, it goes a couple more seconds and you hear him say, she's 47, dude, because he says, I'm here to talk to a girl. And he's like, he's clearly flattered, right? He must have like a good looking wife. But yes, DoorDash drivers.
Don't do that.
Don't go back. Don't go back.
But go, still, yeah. there's a small amount because I'm a timid person. And so there's a small amount of, you know what? At least as the kids say, he shot his shot. He took a shot.
And maybe 1 out of 10 times, if you're a DoorDash driver hitting on someone, it works.
Right, but not.
Don't take the chance.
And it could have, in today's world, it could have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes. You could have been shot.
If he was in Florida, DoorDash drivers in Florida, do not do that.
Florida man shoots DoorDash driver who was after his wife. All right, that's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. That is a great way to kick off today's Week in Review with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Peter, next headline.
All right. Woman gets arrested for trying to use cop car like an Uber.
Woman gets arrested for trying to use cop car like an Uber. All right. This is another great headline. Please go ahead.
So this one is pretty much how it sounds. It's a video from inside of a cop car where a college student who's not drunk, at least doesn't seem drunk, opens the door and pops a seat and then is sitting there for like a minute waiting for the cop to come back. When the cop does get back in the car, the girl is tapping on the glass saying, hey, could you like take me to the bar? To which the cop responds, what the hell are you doing in my car?
Now, do we have the audio? All right, so here it is.
First you'll hear the knocking, then you'll hear the police officer is the first person who talks.
All right, here we go.
Why are you in my car?
I'm just wondering if you can take me to the bar. I'm of age.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
And then she can't get out.
Of course not. It's a cop car.
Get out of it. No! Close the door! Both of you get over here now! Both of you get over here right now. Give me your ID.
And so, yeah, they get arrested.
I wonder how they got into the car.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
I'm surprised the door was even open.
Right.
This is what we call fishing with dynamite.
Right?
Yeah. This officer was just like, man, today was an easy day for me. I got one. I didn't have to do anything.
they collared themselves. They just put themselves in the back. But, and I love the fact that the girl assures the police officer, I'm of age.
Not like, hey, I'm in the back of your cop car for some reason. Right. Like, I don't know. I honestly hope the three of us go out into our weekends with as much confidence as that girl.
Right.
I think everyone listening, we should all try to embody her.
Right.
Because clearly she's living in a world of her own creation.
Yeah. That seems to be today's through line so far is confidence. Whether you're a DoorDash driver or the girl in the back of a cop car. Well, that was, and do we know what state that was from or anywhere like that?
No, we don't.
Somewhere in America. The highways and byways. Yeah. Peter Rapine with his video camera, with his Sony VHS always rolling for incidents. All right, that's great. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, what is our next headline, please?
All right, next headline is a story about a guy who is actually bending the world to his will. Man says he's manipulating reality to win on scratch-off lottery tickets.
Man says he's manipulating reality to win on scratch-off lottery tickets. All right, and who amongst us hasn't, felt like, why not, and bought a scratch-off lottery ticket?
Yeah, but no one is having quite the luck that this guy is. It's it's an account on TikTok. And it's, middle-aged man who is showing off his, I don't know exactly what to call it, because he doesn't really tell us his secret. But he talks about how he spent like $20 on a lotto ticket,
His method.
Yeah, his method is really just buying lottery tickets. Right. I don't think he has any other secret beyond that. But he wins a lot, and he somehow has convinced himself that he's manipulating reality in doing so.
And he's bragging about this.
Yes, he's bragging. His channel is maybe a little disconcerting. I think some of the videos as standalones are funny, and you know, maybe for some of us that would like to manipulate reality, hopeful.
Are we going to play a little bit of this, Summers? Is it appropriate? Can we play because I look at the guy and it looks like something on a Saturday Night Live where he has a t-shirt that's kind of sort of tie-dye, but it's all just like in blue and gray and it's very monochrome. And then the background behind him on the wall is the basically same color and pattern. It looks goofy. All right, let's just play a little bit. Here we go. Here's this guy.
Chinese Zodiac Killer, and I just want to give a quick update on my progress at manipulating reality to win on scratch-offs. Today I bought a $20 lottery ticket and lost, so I bought this $10 lottery ticket and won $200. I won $50 a few times in the last week, and then $100 a few days ago, $200 now. As I said in my very first video of the series, my power is growing.
I love the Chinese Zodiac Killer. Is that what he calls himself?
Yep, that's his account.
That's fantastic. Went up, bought a lottery ticket, lost, bought another one, and won. So right there, that's my power.
I mean, we have no proof that he's lying.
Right. No, we don't. But I mean, this just goes to prove, in my opinion, you guys are both, Raypod and Zommers, are younger than me. You're more astute with pop culture. But this goes to show me any schmuck can get a TikTok or whatever, and people will follow anything today.
Well, I mean, that is the beauty of TikTok. These are the type of people we should all be following. You don't need to follow Jeff Bezos or Kim Kardashian or Mr. Beast. I want to know what my friend's crazy uncle is doing. And only what Drunk my friend's uncle. Crazy uncle is doing. All I want to know. All
right. Peter Raybine of E-Bombs World. This is the kind of stuff you get, by the way, when you spend a little time in Mexico. You come back with absolute winner after winner after winner. All right, next headline.
This next one might be our best of the week. American Airlines accidentally gave a guy $100,000, and he can't give it back.
What? American Airlines accidentally gave a guy $100,000 and he can't give it back. Now explain, because there's been a lot of news these days. Airlines are near misses everywhere. There's smoke in cockpits. I mean, it's just a zoo out there in the air. And now here we have a headline. American Airlines gave a guy $100,000 and he can't give it back. What up?
So there was a post on a flying forum called Flyer Talk, February 23rd. Where user MahiMahi524 posts, anyone have experience dealing with refund error in which they gave you US 100K plus in incorrect funds due to a currency conversion error, ? So he was owed $1,000 from American Airlines, and they ended up paying him $100,000. And he contacted them, he called them, he went through all the proper channels to try to return the money, obviously being afraid that they might come for it if he spends it or charge him or anything. And they responded, nope, you've been given the correct amount.
What? And again, the handle here, MahiMahi524. I love that. Why doesn't this crap happen to me, Peter? Why, you know?
I know.
This is the kind of stuff I would love to have happen. But I have to say, I love the fact this dude, I'm assuming it's a dude, maybe not, was trying to be honest and said, look, you gave me $99,000 too much. I'm going to give it back to you.
And they said, nope.
Keep it.
Keep it.
And we wonder why the cost of airline prices are going up so much.
I know. It's pretty disconcerting flying these days, but at least, you know, someone is doing it the right way.
All right, we're going to come back with more of this. This is fantastic. More great headlines from E-Bombs World, Peter Raypine, Aaron Zommers, and we will wrap up what has been a very crazy week. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the news. The top of the hour, we have ABC or CBS News updating on the big story of the day. We spent the first 90 minutes of the show on it. An unprecedented event today in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, verbally assaulting a sworn U.S. ally in President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. They were supposed to sign a mineral rights deal that would give Ukraine some protection from Russia. Instead, after the dressing down by Trump and Vance, they went into a private meeting in which reports are now that Trump kicked Zelensky out of the White House and refused to sign the deal. And now Zelensky is apparently on his way back to Ukraine. We will continue to follow this big story across Civic Media, and we will pick it up on Monday. Assuming we still have a country. Right now, though, we finish up with our friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. We can review actual headlines of actual stories of human behavior. But speaking of human behavior, we were talking about this offline. I want to get this out there. For those not watching on the stream, on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Peter, he's a handsome man, and he has a great I say he's one of the finest mustachioed people I know. And you now, Peter, are reporting. Well, tell people what you said offline.
Yeah, so I recently got into an old cell phone of mine, and had a bunch of photos of me from COVID. And during COVID, I grew out my mustache. You know, I hadn't seen it. It left my house in months. And I learned that my mustache does not stop growing. Like, it would just grow and grow and grow and grow. So eventually I braided it. And I look like a general from like pre-Civil War times. It's probably my best feature, without a doubt.
That's amazing. It's amazing that it just you have such what was the word I'm looking for?
A gift.
It's a gift. Your mustache is a gift.
I don't know what word you were looking for.
Right, I'm not sure either. But I can't wait to see the photos.
In my ID, I have a pretty big mustache, which I don't really have anymore. Whenever I use it, men will always compliment me on it and say, "Bro, bring back the mustache. Like, that looks so good." Or it's amazing.
Right.
I typically don't take advice from random men about my appearance.
Well, I'm not a,
that's
I'm
one
a,
thing I've learned not to do.
I'm not a rando. Come on.
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you. Okay. I'm not all saying right. you. I appreciate your feedback.
All right. Let's get back to the business at hand. Besides Peter's mustache, there's a joke somewhere, but I'm just going to move on. Anyway, I'm really fascinated by this America Airlines story that they accidentally gave a guy $100,000 and when he was supposed to have $1,000. And they say now because it will screw up his American Express points, he can't refund the money. And they're saying, just keep it. That's remarible. All right. I know why. I'm sorry to stay on that one so long, but I love it. All right, next headline.
So this week, Hooters filed for bankruptcy, and it has been a long time coming. We can all play our small, tiny violins together.
Are you saying that Hooters has gone bust?
Yeah, you could say that.
One could say.
But it's been a long time coming. I mean, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings and these kind of like brew chains have popped up over the years. And
I once managed a Tilted Kilt.
Really?
That's a whole other bottle of wine, but yeah.
That's a whole other bottle of wine. But yes, finally Hooters is going under. And so people have been sharing their stories about going to Hooters. And this is actually a plug for me for eBombs, because eBombs, we are publishing spicy content again.
Oh.
Our adult section, our not safe for work stuff, which if you listen to the show every other week, you're going to say, isn't all of this stuff spicy? Well, I'm going to say no.
No.
Because we get even dirtier and we get even funnier and we get even more tilted in our spicy section. And we have a new writer named Serena Tara who's doing a great job. So check it out. And this story comes from that.
I feel like now you've opened up an entire new segment for our online audience only, perhaps in the future. But yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Most of these stories we cannot talk about on the radio. Right. So headline reads, funny life lessons people learned at Hooters.
Funny life lessons that people learned at Hooters. All right, go ahead.
And surprisingly, a lot of them are gay people realizing that they're gay, whether they're women realizing they're lesbians or men realizing they don't like women. A lot of sexual awakenings, surprisingly, happen at Hooters.
Not surprising for me, anyway.
Not surprising.
As a man who lived in the closet for 37 years. And that, see, I was going to lead it today, a big story on Kashmir Patel, a new FBI director. He's the new J. Edgar Hoover. Because apparently it turns out, this is real, by the way, it's not made up, that the guy, his address is in Las Vegas, and he lives with another man, and God bless him, as Jerry Seinfeld said, not there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, here's a guy who's going out and attacking folks in the LGBTQ community, and apparently in his private life, that's who he is, which I find weird. Anyway, that's not why you're called. Go ahead. I swear folks, I do not drink during this segment, but go ahead.
But one of the people said, short and sweet story, my dad took me to Hooters when I was 13 and I got so nervous I threw up in the bathroom.
Oh, because he realized he was gay?
I don't know. Maybe he was just, you know, saw women and was 13.
I'm sorry, we've used up our time, Peter. That's what we're going to have to end on Hooters. And for some people, they would consider that a happy ending. Peter Rapine, you're fantastic. I'm glad you made it back from Mexico and feeling better. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. I look forward to it.
All right.
Take care.
The great mustachioed wonder, Peter Rapine. You can find all those stories at E-Bombs World. You can check it out. Many thanks to Matt Flynn for calling in, for Zomers doing a great job of the board, and all of you for listening. Be kind to each other. Touch grass, as the kids say this weekend. We'll see you on Monday, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey,
it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The alliance between the U.S. and Ukraine dissolving after a tense exchange at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky, along with Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. President Trump telling Zelensky to make a deal or we're out. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
I imagine this was extremely difficult for President Zelensky to sit through and to hear the things that they were saying to him. J.D. Vance saying flat out after calling it, diplomacy, you're wrong, having President Trump say to him, Zelensky has gotten up every morning and tried to defend his country, hear him say, you wouldn't be a tough guy if it wasn't for us.
According to the White House official, President Trump asked President Zelensky to leave after their Oval Office exchange, Zelensky leaving the White House without taking reporter questions. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with